Once upon a time there was a beautiful princess who lived in a great castle. Day her father, the king, gave her a golden ball as a birthday present. "Happy birthday, my daughter." "Thank you, father." The princess loved her golden ball. She began to spend all her time playing with it in the garden. One day she came out with her ball and started playing with it, throwing it in the air. The princess went over to a little Azinu and continued to play with grandma. But on that occasion, she couldn't catch it after she threw it in the air and the ball started to roll. The princess ran after her golden ball, but the ball moved faster and faster. Finally, the ball fell into the pond and sank into the water. The princess sat down beside the pond and began to cry inconsolably. "My beautiful golden ball, how could I get it back?" Suddenly she heard a voice. "My beautiful princess, why are you crying?" She looked around, but couldn't see where the voice was coming from. When she looked closely, she realized that the voice came from the frog that was right next to the pond looking at her. The frog hopped over to the princess and asked her again as she approached. "What's wrong, my beautiful princess? Why are you crying?" The princess was dumbfounded when she saw a talking frog. "A talking frog? How could that be?" "Well, here I am talking, my beautiful princess. Now tell me why you are crying." When she calmed down, the princess began to tell her story. "The golden ball my father gave me has fallen into the pond and is now at the bottom. How am I going to get it back?" The frog came to her feet and made her one. "My beautiful princess is bringing you back your ball, but in return I need you to do me a favor." The princess was curious. "What kind of favor?" "If you agree to be my friend, I would like to live with you in the castle." The princess thought about it and then accepted his proposal. Soon the frog jumped into the water and disappeared from her track. After a while he appeared with the golden ball and threw it to the princess as he retrieved his ball. The princess happily started walking back to the castle as she saw the princess walking away. The frog quickly shouted to her. "My beautiful princess, you have forgotten me, you promised to take me with you to the castle." The princess shouted back from afar, laughing. "How can an ugly frog like you even imagine living with a beautiful princess like me?" The princess left the frog and returned to her castle. In the evening, the king, queen and princess sat at the table, just as they began to eat. They heard someone knocking at the door. The maid told them that a frog had arrived, indicating that the princess had invited him and asked permission to enter. The king, surprised, asked his daughter, "You want to tell us what is going on, my daughter?" "Well, daddy," the princess told him everything that had happened that morning at the pond. "If you made a promise to the frog to get your ball back, you must keep your word." The king ordered the maid to welcome him. A little later, the door opened and the little frog came in and approached the side of the table. "Good morning, everyone, and thank you, my king, for allowing me to enter." With a great leap, the frog landed next to the princess's plate. She looked at him in disgust. The king ordered a plate for the frog, but the frog stopped him. "There is no need for a plate. May I eat from the princess's plate?" The frog began to eat from the princess's plate and she was very annoyed with him, but he thought the frog would go away after dinner anyway and said nothing. But the frog had no intention of leaving after dinner. When they got up from the table, he followed her to her room. Time passed and the frog got sleepy. "My princess, I am very sleepy. I'd like to sleep in your bed if you don't mind." Afraid of angering her father, the princess had to agree to that too. The frog jumped on her bed and put his head on her soft pillow, trying to hide his anger. The princess lay down next to the frog and slept. In the morning, the frog woke the princess. "Good morning, my beautiful princess. I have one more wish to make of you. If you do, I will leave here at once." Hearing that the ugly frog would leave soon, without being too obvious, the princess was very happy. "Well, tell me what you want now." The frog looked into her eyes. "I want you to kiss me, my princess." The princess jumped out of her bed furiously. "How dare you? That's ridiculous." The smile, the frog's face disappeared and instead a tear ran down her cheek. The princess thought for a while. "Well, what could happen with just a little kiss? Evidently, I'll never see him again," so she gave him a kiss. As soon as she kissed the frog, a bright white light covered the room. Because of the light, the princess could not see anything. After a while, the light disappeared. The princess saw again, but this time she could not believe her eyes. Right where the frog stood, just a moment ago there was a handsome man. The princess was startled by what she was experiencing. She could not believe her eyes and asked, "Who are they and what happened to the frog that was here?" "My beautiful princess, I am the prince of a faraway land. An evil witch cast a spell on me and turned me into a frog. To break the spell, I had to spend a night with a princess and receive a kiss from her. Thanks to you, I was saved from being a frog forever." The princess was very surprised, but at the same time very happy with what she heard. They both went to the king and told him everything. "This is the second lesson the frog has taught you, my dear daughter. We should not judge anyone just by their physical appearance, without knowing the whole truth about them." The king received the prince for a few more days in his castle. The prince and the princess went to the side of the pond where they met for the first time. "My princess, will you marry me and come with me to my kingdom?" The princess smiled and agreed to accept the prince's proposal, and just then a sound broke the silence. "Rivet, rivet." They went back to see where the sound came from. There was a frog by the side of the pond looking at them. They held their breath and waited for him to speak to them. But it didn't, both of them. "Don't worry, little frog. I'm sure you'll find your princess someday too," and they laughed. After a short time, they got married and lived happily ever after.